Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Where you can weigh in with your thoughts and opinions, 603-283-6160, if you would like to do that. Again, that number is 603-283-6160. With you in the studio tonight is Aria.
Ian Van Cone.
And we're talking about the metaverse here. This guy, DeCastro, sold some property in real life and then invested it in the metaverse. And that new digital land represents, depending on who you ask, an enviable early investment in the future of the internet, or misplaced hope in one of the most overhyped marketing schemes in the history of U.S. capitalism. I tend to think it's somewhere in between. It is definitely misplaced hope in an overhyped marketing scheme. However, that doesn't mean he's not going to make a lot of money from it.
As long as they can keep the lights on. If we end up in some kind of a crisis, like a real crisis, not the one that people think that we just went through and we're going through at the moment, but a real crisis where, you know, zombies, you know, Mad Max.
I'm just thinking like food
Mad Max,
shortages
Mohawks,
and stuff like that. Okay.
And food shortages, that's just part of it. But no, if we can keep the lights on, then I think this is definitely going to work, but I don't think we're going to get there because we're going to be living in caves in the next 20 years. We're going to be living under the bridge, you know, going through dumpsters looking for scraps, bottle caps.
I don't think it's going to be that bad. But what's less in dispute here is that he is one small part of a growing population engaged in an intense digital land grab, buying, selling, renting, and building in the so-called metaverse in the hopes of making money. We're all speculating at this point, DeCastro admitted. Many blockchain-based, because as far as I can tell, there has yet to be demonstrated any consumer demand for a metaverse, right? Like Facebook developed this thing, Decentraland developed this thing, these other companies developed this thing, but I haven't seen any indicator that the market actually wants this thing
that they developed. That's what I was saying before. It's like, what's the reason why a non-gamer wants to really join this thing? It really feels forced. That's what the whole thing feels like. It's like, okay, Facebook, Microsoft, they're pouring billions of dollars into this.
Microsoft will probably be more reminiscent of a game, and I think that will heighten its appeal, but not enough.
Yeah, well, the gamers are already in. I mean, there's a good chunk of gamers already interested in VR. If they haven't already bought one, they've got their eyes on it or whatever.
But they're not interested in the metaverses.
It's the other people, though. What else? What is going to bring these people in? It's not clear yet. I mean, online meetings? That's what Facebook is kind of banking on. Okay, you can come play mini golf in our little, you know, online Horizon worlds. It's the worst mini golf game you'll ever play.
But it's their first. It's their first attempt. This is only going to grow and get bigger and bigger.
True. It is early.
I don't think the masses are going to prove interested in it. Yeah. I think the media wants people to be interested in it, and I think Facebook wants people to be interested in it because, you know, Mark Zuckerberg is really into it and he's got all this money to throw at it. But just because a company developed a product doesn't mean anyone out there actually wants that product.
And to be fair, you know, even though there are some major mainstream publications and such, New York Times, Wall Street Journal, that have been singing the praises of the metaverse, there are also some critical stories that have been coming out as well. I think the creator of the Sony PlayStation recently spoke out against the metaverse. And
really?
The guy who made Second Life, I guess, is against it. Headline over at The Guardian, quote, "I've seen the metaverse and I don't want it." So there's definitely some anti-metaverse.
Are they explaining why they don't want it? Because
this whole article's about that.
Because it takes away from our real lives.
Well, in this case, this person is a gamer, the person who wrote this article. So she is saying that, you know, she should be attracted to the metaverse, but she is not into it.
I think the opposite. I think someone being a gamer is going to make them least likely to be interested in the metaverse, because we've seen
least likely.
Yeah, we've seen
I'm not buying that argument. I think the gamers are the ones that are going to embrace this.
We've seen what VR technology can do in video games. Now compare it to this crap that you've seen from Facebook. The person who's played Skyrim in VR isn't going to be interested in this garbage.
She's not coming at it from that perspective. She's coming at, not from like, oh, the graphics suck. That's not where she's coming from. She's coming from, oh, well, we've had video games online for a long time, and gamers suck, so therefore not interested. She doesn't like that somebody's a racist on some game server somewhere. So she sounds woke, and she sounds like she's...
All right, let me keep going back to the games, because I'm thinking, we're asking how this is going to kick off. Facebook's New Horizon, or whatever it's called, isn't going to do it.
No.
I think it's going to be a Ready Player One moment. It's when you have a huge, and by the way, you have a huge percentage of our population who are gamers. We are all three gamers.
Middle-aged people are into video games.
And that age rate is going up, by the way. It's like, what is it, like the average rate is like early or late 30s, early 40s of the average gamer.
Sure.
When you have more and more...
People who grew up in the 80s and the 90s are now in their 40s and 50s.
When you have more and more Ready Player One platforms, and I'm talking about the movie that came out like 2 years ago, where the entire metaverse, or their entire verse, was basically rigged around gaming systems. It was like they had a
hub. But see, they don't want to bring in the gamers. They want to bring in the non-gamers.
But that's what's going to kick it off, because the gamers are going to start it. You're going to have this hub, and you're going to have all your games that are connected to this hub, and you're going to jack in, and you're going to be living in your pod. You're going to jack in. You're going to go to your favorite game. You're going to compete, and there's going to be all these rewards. There's going to be all these NFTs, and then they're going to start branching off, and you're going to have dance class. Are you going to have piano lessons for little Sally? Are you going to have all these other online options where you jack into the hub and you have these other windows of opportunity where you can branch off? And then more and more people are going to be taking advantage of these new opportunities, but it's going to start with games.
If they had something comparable, that would make me significantly more interested in it. Like, if they had the technology to give me the haptic feedback, that's the sense of, you know, having...
We're working on that.
Yeah, of feeling the things inside the game, and they actually made it feel like you were there, and there was some actual gameplay to it, like... You're playing Doom in VR or whatever, and you feel like you're Doom guy running around, then they could sell me on that, right? But that's not what they're trying to make here.
They might be. I'm not saying that Horizon is going to do it. I'm not saying they're going to take off. They might be a complete failure, a complete loss of money.
But that's the direction that all of these companies, Decentraland, The Sandbox, Meta, that's the direction they all want the metaverse to go, versus the direction that it's likely to be successful, which is starting out with video games.
I think we're all in agreement here that Zuckerberg's metaverse is not going to work.
I'm going to
keep going back to the Ready Player One. It's going to be a gaming community that gets this off. It's going to be more and more people owning Oculuses, and then they're going to have something like a Steam server where all your games are at this hub where you can jack in, and all your buddies are there in the lobby, and you can show off your gear, and then you go play games. That's where it's going to start, and then it's going to branch out from there, and more and more people are going to start to incorporate their real life into this virtual life.
And that's why I'm not in the least worried about this stuff taking off at this time. I think it's overhyped, and I think it's going to die out, because as a gamer who's played this VR, what you're describing, the technology isn't there yet.
And I can't even play it. I get sick.
Yeah,
I get motion sickness like you wouldn't believe.
It's decades from being capable of, okay, here's this digital lobby. Now you guys pick one of your favorite games to go and play. It's decades from that point.
Decades?
Not decades. No. It's around the corner.
No.
5 years.
If they can keep the lights on, I'm going to keep going back to that. If something bad is, if we don't go to war with Russia and China in the next 2 months.
Let me explain why I'm saying 10 years. It's because of the ups and downs of the VR world and the 3D movie world and all of these other hype technologies that come out every few years, that this is not going to catch on. It's going to crash and burn. It's going to lose a lot of people a lot of money. And it's going to create a sour taste in people's mouth. And again, the technology is going to die off, and people are just going to forget about it for a few years. And then in 5 to 6 years, someone's going to start expanding it. And in 10 years from now, they'll have actually developed it into something that could sell. But this time it's going to crash and burn, and no one's going to be interested in throwing more money at investing or expanding the product to actually meet the needs of consumers because so many people have lost money on it.
Considering how long it took my dad to get a cell phone, I'm going to say 10 years as well.
Cool.
I don't agree.
I'm glad you're in agreement. But I don't see this happening. When we get back, we're going to talk about the IMF and Bitcoin, because that's important, that the IMF is trying to flex and tell a country what they should and shouldn't do. 603-283-6160. It's free.
Airlines have just reduced their prices even more. Book 30 days in advance and save big.
Want the absolute lowest prices on your airline tickets? Then call the low-cost airlines travel hotline right now for prices so low we can't publish them anywhere. The only way to access our low rates and save up to 70% is to call. Save hundreds on your vacation tickets by calling right now. You can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go, and pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. That's 802-341-4535.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. Shopsupertea.com.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. Teamg'day.com. Teamg'day.com.
We still do email. Drop your email address in the entry box at freetalklive.com and you'll be kept in the loop with Free Talk Live.
are welcome. You can weigh in with whatever is important to you. 603-283-6160. That's 603-283-6160. With you tonight, it's Aria.
It's Ian.
And Conan.
And we've been talking about how Intercoin can help any business or organization launch their own currency or raise money using their own token. Well, Intercoin has launched its investor token worldwide and is available on an exchange. You can create an account at xmarkets.com. That's exmarkets.com using only an email address, which allows you to actually keep your privacy intact. You can then deposit dozens of different cryptocurrencies, including Bitcoin, trade those for Tether, and then use them to buy ITR, which is the Intercoin Investor Token. Learn more about the Intercoin vision at intercoin.org. That's intercoin.org. And now buy or sell ITR on xmarkets.com, exmarkets.com. Speaking of cryptocurrency in general, I guess, El Salvador recently, I think it was last year, declared that Bitcoin would be regarded as legal tender within its country.
That's right, September.
And it was generally good news, except when you if you're a cryptocurrency advocate and you dive into the details of what they did, it's actually really bad and really stupid. First, they mandated that all merchants, that anyone who transacts must be willing to accept Bitcoin as payment, which you have a lot of street vendors there who are cash-only payments. They're locked out of the banking system, and that's one of the things they're trying to fix here. So these guys who are locked out of the banking system are also unlikely to have cell phones capable of accepting a cryptocurrency payment in the first place. But then they went even beyond that.
What are you talking about? All right, everyone in the world has a cell phone. Even babies, right out of the womb, they get handed a cell phone.
I think there's actually a statistic showing that a lot, I don't know if it's like the average person in El Salvador has more than one cell phone.
Really?
But there are, of course, people who don't have cell phones.
Yeah. I mean, if you only have one street vendor who's not capable of following this law because, you know, he's just been
too old.
Yeah, just been selling his wares out on the street for the last 50 years or whatever. He's never needed any of that technology. Then he's violating this law. But
sorry, Darwin.
They went even worse.
You're out of there, old man.
No, he's not out there because of market pressure. He's out there because of government decree. Those are fundamentally different things.
I'm not saying it's not cool.
That's not Darwin.
It's definitely effed up, but I'm saying, no, it's just the way it works.
That's not Darwin. That's the state saying, do this or we're going to destroy your livelihood.
Yeah, the biggest caveman, the government.
Except the president of El Salvador made public statements saying that they wouldn't mess with the businesses that didn't want to accept it.
I have no doubt they'll probably hand out cell phones if they're really trying to get everyone on this system.
Well, that's why I'm carrying on with the story. They didn't hand out cell phones, but they did work with some company, I think they were called Strike.
Yep.
To implement a lightning network wallet for all of the people of El Salvador or something, and give them some amount of Bitcoin on the Lightning Network. And it was a complete disaster, if I remember correctly. It didn't work, and it was confusing because the Lightning Network is confusing, and they were expecting the average person to be able to understand it.
It was a $5 minimum transaction.
Yes, there was also that. It was just a complete disaster. The worst way to roll out a cryptocurrency.
That's not going to work. I'd like a bag of crickets. roasted crickets. They're, what, 50 cents or something? Oh, that's going to be $5.50.
Yeah.
No, that's not going to work.
I mean,
why are they 50 cents? The crickets are 50 cents. Well, there's a fee on top of that.
$5 minimum?
Yeah.
Plus, it's on the Lightning Network, which the average person isn't going to be able to use in the first place. So,
the point of the app was to make it transparent, but it's a government app, so of course it's not going to be great.
So that's what they ultimately ended up doing, and they're still trying to build a Bitcoin beach or something like that.
Bitcoin City, I believe, is what it's called.
And they're buying a bunch of Bitcoin in order to make that happen. I'm not sure of the specifics, but
no, they're selling bonds.
That's right.
Bitcoin bonds.
And the possibility of citizenship.
Correct.
If you invest more than, I think it was $100,000.
We're still talking El Salvador.
Correct.
They're going to build a real beach?
They already have beaches.
Virtual.
They already have a real beach. I don't know if it's going to be on the beach or inland or where exactly it's going to be, but it's supposed to be like right near a volcano for the volcano power for the mining.
I'm probably mixing up projects here. There's probably I know there's a Bitcoin beach. I thought it was in El Salvador.
I believe that is in El Salvador.
Okay.
But that doesn't have anything to do with Bitcoin City, which has yet to be built. They have yet to actually release the bonds for sale, but they want to raise like $500 million or something like that through investment in this case. And they're going to buy a bunch of Bitcoin with it and then sit on it and hope that it goes up in value while they build this Bitcoin City that is supposedly going to have very, very low taxes. I think it's going to have a VAT tax, and that's it. So no income tax.
Is Mark Edge going to live there?
I don't know. I'm not allowed to talk to Mark, but
he loves islands.
I heard a rumor that he visited El Salvador recently.
Ooh, he might know something. He might be in on it.
Well, they're only promising the possibility that they're promising that you can apply for citizenship if you contribute enough money. Presumably, you can give them more money, and they'll be more likely to approve your citizenship request once all of this is actually finished. But that's just speculation, and there's no telling. But evidently now, the IMF, that's the International Monetary Fund, I believe. I'm not even exactly clear what the IMF does. I think they loan money out to countries, and then, you know, when
and
the
then
countries
own them when they can't pay it back.
When the companies can't pay it back, they go, okay, well, then we'll take this amount of land. They basically loan money and then use those loans to buy land directly out from other.
It's like the worst.
They're basically China.
They're like the worst bankers, right? The worst international bankers.
Totally evil, now telling El Salvador, what exactly are they telling us? Because they don't have the authority to tell El Salvador, hey, you can't take Bitcoin as legal tender.
Nope, they can't. But they can try to encourage them or discourage them. In this case, CNBC has the story. The International Monetary Fund is pushing El Salvador to ditch Bitcoin as legal tender. According to a statement released on Tuesday, the IMF directors, quote, stressed that there are large risks associated with the use of Bitcoin on financial stability, financial integrity, and consumer protection, as well as the associated fiscal contingent liabilities. I have no idea what a fiscal contingent liability is, but we know that
I don't either, but I don't have one, so it doesn't matter to me.
Well, we know that Bitcoin can go up and down in price, so obviously it's, you know, not quote unquote stable in that way, and I'm pretty sure the president of El Salvador is aware of that, because every time Bitcoin goes down in price, he buys more of it. With taxpayer money, of course. It's always really easy to spend money on Bitcoin that's not yours.
Oh, yeah.
But nonetheless, they say financial integrity, well, it's not a threat to the El Salvadoran.
No, it's a threat system. To the IMF.
Yeah, that's the thing. Like, El Salvador doesn't have a central bank. They don't have an El Salvadoran currency to be undermined by Bitcoin. Their legal tender prior to Bitcoin was the U.S. dollar. And so Bitcoin is actually their second form of legal tender in El Salvador. So
this guy better watch his back. They might find weapons of mass destruction in the next couple of months.
Yeah,
or his volcano might blow up.
And then to claim that consumer protection is an issue, how would...
Well, it's because of the stability. The average guy selling crickets on the street might not, but the president might. But I don't think the cricket seller does.
Well, there's more here. And the response from Nayib Bukele, who is the president of El Salvador. I'll share that with you.
603-283-6160. If you want to weigh in on this, that's the IMF telling El Salvador, hey, you know, you shouldn't use Bitcoin. It's dangerous. There's more coming up. It's
February is Heart Month. Every year for the month of February, to show our appreciation to Extendivite's faithful customers, we have a sale. If you would like to try Extendivite, now is the time to get a few months ahead and really give Extendivite the time to show you how it works. Most of Extendivite's long-term customers wait for this sale to stock up. People and doctors tell us about the unbelievable improvements that they have experienced in their overall health, not just the heart. Extendivite wants you to experience the power of these herbs. Get a four-month supply for only $115 for either the capsules or tincture. Please take advantage of this once-per-year sale and get healthy for life. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com or find us on Amazon.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
USA Radio News. the U.S. is prepared to impose export controls on critical sectors of the Russian economy if Russian President Vladimir Putin invades Ukraine. President Joe Biden also discussed the 8,500 troops that are on high alert.
We have a sacred obligation, Article 5 obligation, to our NATO allies. If, in fact, we continued the buildup and or was to move, we would be reinforcing those troops. No reason for anyone, any member of NATO, to worry whether or not we NATO, would come to their defense.
Various uncertainties are leading investors to sell stocks. The S&P 500 has dropped nearly 10% from its record set on the first trading day of the year, the biggest setback for Wall Street since its collapse during the start of the pandemic. The U.S. Central Bank is moving away from its easy money policies and preparing to raise interest rates. This is USA Radio News. A judge granted a stay in an appeal over mask mandates in New York, keeping the rule in effect during the legal process, according to the state attorney general. On Monday, a judge had struck down the state's mask mandate 1 week before it was due to expire. The state attorney general filed a motion to stay the ruling to put it on hold while the state filed a formal appeal. Pfizer and BioNTech announced Tuesday they would test an Omicron-specific vaccine candidate in healthy adults ages 18 to 55. The company said there would be three trials examining different regimens of the current Pfizer-BioNTech vaccine for an Omicron-based vaccine. Health officials have described the Omicron variant as fast-spreading, but with less severe symptoms. Pencils down, so to speak. The SAT exam will move to a digital format. Administrators announced Tuesday test takers will now be allowed to use their own laptops or tablets. This is USA Radio News.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutriMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
You can stick it to the man and big tech. Join our FTL social mastodon at social.freetalklive.com.
It's Free Talk Live, where your calls and thoughts are welcome. 603-283-6160 if you'd like to weigh in. That's 603-283-6160. We're doing the studio tonight. It's Aria.
It's Ian and Conan.
And talking about El Salvador and their utilization of cryptocurrency. Their president, he does some really, really shady things. I mean, he's a tyrant, right? He's a politician. He's a liar. He's a crook. He's a gang member. That's what he is by definition. However,
and that beard, too. He's got that like Miami gangster beard.
Mm. And he wears never his seen hat a picture of him. He's like a cool guy president.
And he wears the big monster sunglasses. I'm just found the meme. Supposedly there's a McDonald's cryptocurrency or Bitcoin meme wagon taking place right now where people are talking about what they're going to do when Bitcoin finally crashes. And the joke is we're all going to go work at McDonald's. And so of course this guy, this gangster, because that's what he looks like to me anyways.
Well, he's a gangster.
He's up there wearing a McDonald's, he's wearing a McDonald's attire, the hat and the shirt.
And that's one of the things I like about him, right, is that he's not willing.
He has a sense of humor.
Yes, and I can appreciate a good sense of humor. However,
and he'll take shots at the United States government, too.
Really?
That's all right.
Here's a post he made yesterday on his Twitter. He does a lot of, obviously, Spanish posts, but sometimes he'll post in English. He says, "Want to see hypocrisy? Look at the one supporting a president who wants to go to war to boost his approval ratings, sending gas prices to the roof in the midst of a global inflation that will send hundreds of millions into poverty. But they're concerned about McDonald's jokes."
Now, that's curious. Well, let's stop right there. That's curious that he thinks, because usually you can really figure out what's going on in our politics by watching other countries' news and what they say about our country. I have never heard anybody in our country say that Biden is trying to go to war with Russia at this moment in time. They're trying to start this false flag or something and get Russia to start firing on Ukraine or whatnot.
Man, it's not
to raise his poll points. I never heard that from anyone in the U.S.
Well, but approval ratings always go up when there's a war.
Yeah. Well, in the beginning.
Sure.
A couple years.
Well, he only needs a few years.
Americans are very war wary when it's real war. Whenever we're just doing our proxy wars and are just sending a couple thousand troops here and there, no one really cares. It's the real war. It's the Vietnams that really piss Americans off. Short time.
I think a war with Russia would be worse than that, because I mean, with those wars, they were fought on foreign soil. Mm-hmm. A country like Russia or China, they have the capability to bomb American cities. And once those bombs start falling in American cities, Americans are going to lose their appetite for war very, very quickly.
I don't think so at all. You bomb, if one of those countries was to bomb one of our states, no, you would have remember when 9/11 happened? All the celebrities are coming out. I'm wanting to enlist. You trust me, and that was just 3,000 people and some dumb buildings. Horrible. But look at all the people who came out of the woodworks who wanted to go to war with brown people over in countries that they couldn't point to on a damn map.
At first, they would be, they would want their vengeance, right? But yep. As those bombs continued falling, I don't think the American people have the stomach that the United Kingdom had during World War II.
I think the American people would come out of the woodworks and, with a new enemy.
These fat, lazy Americans, really, you think they're willing
yep.
to...
Yep.
I don't see it, do you?
Yep. All of Texas enlisted. They would enlist in the first week. Maybe California would probably.
The military won't take them because they're fat and overweight and lazy.
They are dropping their standards every day. The U.S. military is. They're dropping their test scores. They're dropping their IQ requirements. They're dropping everything.
Oh, great! So we can send a poorly trained, obese McDonald's eating military out to wage war.
No, you send that guy to the bunker in the desert, and he's the drone pilot. And you send drones over there.
They're not smart enough to operate drones.
They're all
so stupid.
They're all gamers. They know how to use a controller and to fly things and other things.
That's true. I remember watching something a number of years ago about how one of the tanks that had been redesigned was intentionally designed to be more like it was in the video games, because that's what the people who were coming into the military were more accustomed to.
Wasn't there a really great 3D shooter that came out like 10 years ago that was actually was actually developed by the military, the Army?
No, you're thinking about Call of Duty, probably. Call of Duty and the U.S. Army, the U.S. military, work very, very closely together.
The Army did have their own game at one point. It was called, like, America's Army or something like that, and it was terrible.
I never knew about that. By the way, I cannot stand Call of Duty. I can't stand that type of video game. I like Doom. I like Quake. I like the games where I'm killing zombies, like Wolfenstein, where I'm killing Nazis. But the Call of Duty where you're actually just running around with, like, real-life firearms and real-life people, I get queasy.
How did I not know that this America's Army existed, man?
It's about 10 years ago, right?
2004. More than that, yeah.
Never played it.
So Nayib Bukele, the president over at El Salvador, definitely knows his audience as far as what he posts online. He's constantly, or at least whenever I see him from time to time, which usually I'll see the ones that get shared by other crypto people on Twitter. And so he's always attacking inflation, always attacking fiat currency.
Yeah.
So this guy is no friend to organizations like the IMF.
You know another guy who is a massive troll on the Twitters? And also has a lot of money and a lot of projects.
Donald Trump,
Elon Musk.
Oh.
I don't trust him either. I think these two guys are. I think they're of the same sheep. They're one and
well,
one.
Nonetheless, it's interesting to watch this play out. As critical as we've been about what they've done down there in El Salvador, because, again, with the mandate, we're against that. If they hadn't have mandated it, I'd have been all for it. You know, if there just hadn't been that section in there saying people have to take Bitcoin, then it would have been totally optional. And anyway, so the story here is, again, from CNBC, IMF's directors try to urge El Salvador to stop using Bitcoin as legal tender. The report was published after bilateral talks with El Salvador went on to urge authorities to narrow the scope of its Bitcoin law by removing Bitcoin status as legal money. In September of last year, the Central American nation became the world's first country to adopt cryptocurrency, or the cryptocurrency, specifically Bitcoin, as legal tender alongside the U.S. dollar. Salvadoran President Nayib Bukele, who has tethered his political fate to the success of the country's Bitcoin experiment, has added hundreds of Bitcoin to the country's balance sheet in recent months. And, of course, they're down, right? Because Bitcoin's down by 50% since November, and they've only been into this since, you know, September. On Friday, the president tweeted that he bought an additional $15 million worth of, quote, really cheap Bitcoin, unquote, as the crypto market plummeted. That's the way of looking at it.
That's the way to look at it.
Again, he's using other people's money. But this could...
That is the unfortunate... I mean, if there's going to exist a state, at least the state is, you know, acquiring Bitcoin instead of more USD.
Bombs? Yes. Well, yeah, because right, like if you look at what the federal government does here, they buy tanks and bombs and go and kill people around the world. El Salvador, to my knowledge, doesn't have a military in any other, you know, country occupying it. So if they're going to spend money on something, okay, well.
Bitcoin's one of the least objectionable things they could spend money on. I would rather they use Monero or Bitcoin Cash or something.
It could really work out. I mean, he is banking on this thing being a success, and we all believe it's going to be, right? The IMF report went on to say some directors had expressed concern over the risks associated with using Bitcoin-backed bonds, referring to the president's plan to raise $1 billion via a Bitcoin bond in partnership with Blockstream, a digital assets infrastructure company. Now, we've talked about Blockstream here on the air before. They are a company that arguably has corrupted Bitcoin. These are the people that are behind the Lightning Network, for instance. I mean, this guy's definitely like a Bitcoin maximalist type as far as his interests in cryptocurrency are concerned, this Bukele. But that said, the Bitcoin bond is completely voluntary. Mm-hmm. You don't have to buy the Bitcoin bond. It's going to be these, you know, rich Bitcoiners that want to get into this, that want to be part of this Bitcoin City thing. I mean, you got to credit Bukele. It's a smart plan. Whether it's going to pan out, whether Bitcoin City will be a success, whether it'll ever even be built, I don't know.
I don't know about Bitcoin City or Bitcoin Beach or any of the other little projects they have going on. I don't know how to go about planning the creation of a city or whatever. But as far as El Salvador, the country, investing in Bitcoin in the long run, that's going to prove to be a remarkable success for them. I can't imagine
the most wealthy country probably in Central America.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
No matter if supply lines are down, product deliveries are slow, and that most everything costs more these days, you still have neck and shoulder pain, right? Good news. Sunny Bay has new products that target neck and shoulder pain. Products that are in stock now, ready to ship anywhere now. Like our extra long neck heating pads. They provide soothing relief to painful sore necks and backs. You can heat them in a microwave oven, and they come in a variety of colors and patterns. And for stress relief, get our lavender scented hands-free neck wraps. Or maybe you need one of our smaller lower back wraps. Great for seniors. Again, there's no shipping delays from Sunny Bay. Find our new products on Amazon, Walmart, Etsy, and sunny-bay.com. Just search for Sunny Bay neck wraps. All our products are great for men or women, are reusable, and easy to clean. Remember, just search for Sunny Bay neck wraps. Order now because stock is high and shipping is fast. From Sunny Bay.
Cancer categorizes over 100 diseases. Though we do not diagnose, treat, or cure cancer, GCN team is offering the Clemson University study where there was up to a 95% reduction in cancerous cells when exposed to a plant-derived mineral supplement. If you or a loved one are searching for answers to this horrifying disease, come to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. We'll email you a copy for free. That's 877-878-4203.
I represent low-cost airlines, and we know a lot of you are not traveling right now, and we understand. However, if you do need to travel between now and the end of the year, now is a great time to lock in some of the lowest prices we've seen in a lifetime. Hey, in normal times, we can save you up to 75%, but now airlines are practically giving away seats. We have inside deals on over 500 airlines. Here are a few sample round-trip deals we found. Seattle to Vegas, $35. Chicago to Atlanta, $85. Los Angeles to Atlanta, $100. Of course, there are some limitations, but the airlines want your business right now. And cancellation and change fees are flexible. So fly somewhere this year, book now, save a ton, call right now.
802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. That's 802-341-4535.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Appreciate what we do? Help us advertise, market, and promote for just $5 a month at amp.freetalklive.com.
It's Free Talk Live with Aria Conan and Ian, and I'm going to say thank you to Libertariat. Libertariat is tonight's amplifier. Libertariat is actually a diamond level amplifier, which means that Libertariat is giving $50 per month to the AMPS program. That's amps.freetalklive.com. Of course, we don't ask for $50 per month to get in. All it takes is $5. That gets you in. And if you like this show, if you value the ideas of liberty, there's no better way to help the show, to show your support, than to join the AMPS program. That's amps.freetalklive.com. It's money that is used to advertise, market, promote, and support Free Talk Live. So if you value the ideas of liberty being on close to 200 radio stations throughout the United States and a show where people can call in and share their thoughts and opinions on whatever, you might consider checking out the AMPS program. That's amps.freetalklive.com. Libertariat, thank you so much for your support. And it does come with a number of perks, like there's an AMP-only version of the podcast, there's an AMP-only Facebook group and stuff like that. But if you join, it should be because you like the show and you want to show your support. So thank you so much. That's amps.freetalklive.com. We have Major Payne calling from Michigan. Major Payne, you're on Free Talk Live.
Hey, peace, people. Ian, is that you? Are you there?
Yes.
I talked to Captain the other night. I wanted to send you guys a check, but he did not have a snail mail address for me. I don't like putting my numbers on the inner tube. So if you could pull up the snail mail address, I will call you in at the end of the hoorah and get that from you.
Okay.
And send you guys some dead presidents.
All right, thanks.
Cool, thanks.
Anyway, this hoorah that's going on with all the shots and whatnot, and they brought out Big Bird as a representative to not scare the children. Then they brought out Tickle Me Elmo.
Mm-hmm.
Well, by God, if they're going to present Sesame Street in this way, which must be a subsidiary of Washington, obviously located in Maryland, which, it, I mean, think about it. It's just all ridiculous.
They get a lot of money from the government. PBS does.
Yeah. Oh, Pfizer or Moderna, I forget which one it was. They went up from $8 billion to $37 billion in less than 7 months.
I've been seeing a lot of Moderna ads during YouTube videos lately as well. Like, normally I don't see them because I watch YouTube on my PC, but for different reasons, I've been pulling up videos on my phone or whatever, and there have been, haven't seen any for Pfizer or Johnson & Johnson, but a ton of Moderna ads.
You just watched mainstream news, and every one of those programs is brought to you by Pfizer. So they're not.
God,
so they don't need to
really?
Do. They don't need to. They don't. They don't need advertisements. They're actually producing content, and then it's brought to you by Pfizer.
Yeah, follow the money. I mean, how many people could you afford to buy if your earnings went from $8 trillion to $37 trillion? If my pockets were that deep, I could own Tahiti and Taiwan.
I mean, you could just about own the United States with the amount of debt that it's in.
Well, yeah, but that's... And we're handing that down to our children. But anyway, you never...
Not because I don't have children, precisely because I refuse to screw over future generations of people in that way.
Well, you never let me finish my second, my Sesame Street analogy. The Count would definitely be Dr. Fauci.
Why?
Oh, birds, you distract them. Elmo, you tickle them. Let me poke them. 1, 2, 3, 4 times. Ha, ha, ha.
That's cute.
How many jobs does it take? 1 job. 2 job.
And I tell you what, I would be Oscar the Grouch. You have thrown crap in my can for my whole life, and you think I'm not going to be immune to everything you can throw at me? The government has not told me anything that was true for 6 decades, and they think I'm going to swallow this load of pookie.
Now they lost you, man. I don't think they're trying to win you over. I think they're trying to trying to work on the Big Bird generation.
The longer I can stand on my soapbox and you guys give me voice, the more we might be able to save, eh?
Well,
I hope so, Major Payne. Thank you so much for the call tonight. You're absolutely right. Follow the money. And that's what a lot of people don't get, because these vaccines are being touted as free, right? It's a free vaccine. No, the government's paying for it, and they're sending massive amounts of money to Pfizer and Moderna and Johnson & Johnson.
Prepaid.
Yes.
Shots are prepaid.
Well, they worked out. They're prepaid at a certain rate.
Yeah, I know Canada's already got like 2 or 3 years worth of prepaid vaccines already on the shelf, ready to go.
Pfizer has already reported, and this was months ago, that the vaccine represented something like 40% or 50% of their total profits. That's a huge revenue boost for these pharmaceutical companies. That's worth looking at.
That's where the money's at, and they're going to keep making new. They're going to keep finding new things to vaccinate us against.
Yeah, I saw a headline a few days ago saying that, hey, this new mRNA stuff, we're going to have that cancer cure for you soon.
I'm really, I hear people touting, people we know, people who are on the, who are liberty types. Who are all about the mRNA technology. And it scares me. When you start messing with our cells, you start messing with our DNA and changing who we are.
That's the thing, man. Human hubris, dude. They're always trying to fly closer to the sun than they should. Always crashing and burning as a result.
The crash sometimes takes a while. Sometimes takes you a while to hit the ground. You fall for a while.
Yeah.
I think that's where we're at right now. We're gonna start creating Frankenbabies.
Sure.
It might go Gattaca, where you have two separate classes of people. Where you had that's the whole premise of that movie, by the way, is where they were actually DNA harvesting, or they were doing specific DNA recalibration on human beings, and only the the higher echelon, the Aryans, if you will, the blonde, blue-eyed, they weren't, of course, but that's what Hitler always wanted. They lived in one portion of the city where all of the lower caste were cleaning out the dumpsters and mopping the floors and the whole nine. That might be where we go, and it might blow up in their face, the DNA splicer people.
Yeah, it might.
It might blow up in your face. It might start making zombies.
Hold that thought, though, because we also have Jack calling from Ocean Shores. Jack, you're on Free Talk Live.
Yeah, I was wondering how you guys felt about the Ukraine thing. And also, I was born in Paris, Texas. I'm not big, I'm not fat, I'm not lazy.
No, the average American is
that. That hurt my feelings, man. I don't judge
who said
you.
Texans were fat?
That really hurt my feelings.
Who said Texans were fat? Was it me or Aria?
No, it was me.
Yeah, I said that you rough and tough dudes are all going to be the first to enlist.
No, to be clear, I did say that, but I didn't. It was without context when I said that. The average American is overweight and is lazy and stupid.
Were you not specific about Texas?
Like I said, it lacks the context when I said that. That
were you
should
specific
have
about
had.
Texas? Yes or no?
Yes.
That's an easy question, yeah. And that's not true. There's plenty of people.
I have acknowledged that's not true, and that I was speaking on averages.
Haven't you heard everything's bigger in Texas?
Yeah, well, I don't like to be judged, and I don't judge people.
All right, what was your other point?
The Ukraine nonsense is taking place.
Is it going to happen or is it not going to happen? That's my other question.
Well, I hope it doesn't happen. And when you say it, you mean Russia invading Ukraine to try to take back what they think is theirs, basically.
Well, that's what that's how the Western media is putting it forward, right? But non-Western media
they're
is like NATO is building up troops in Ukraine for bizarre reasons, and Putin's just sending troops to the border because he's worried about them building up troops.
All last week, all you heard was false flag, false flag, false. And I've never heard the mainstream media use that before because I thought that was a conspiracy theory.
Well, what the hell is Ukraine going to do against Russia?
Well, they're nothing but NATO.
Ukraine
quite
has a great army. People don't know that they are suited with a lot of Russian armor and American armor, and it's not going to be pretty. It's like a Ferdinand assassination, if you will.
Well, war's never pretty, but I don't think Ukraine would have much of a chance of going up against Russia. I don't see NATO as having any, why would they invade Russia? And supposedly NATO's a defensive pact, isn't it?
Well, as I understand it, NATO wouldn't invade Russia, but as the Russian people understand it, Russia would never invade Ukraine, right?
Well, then nothing will happen.
We're looking at this from the point of
Russia,
of view.
Russia went to war with Afghanistan like we did for a decade.
Yep. And they lost.
Multiple decades and lost, yeah. So, it's one of those type of wars.
Nothing happens.
Thank you, guys.
I
do, too.
Yeah.
Thanks.
But apparently, Joe Biden's talking about sending, I think, 8,000 setting 8,000 troops at the ready to be sent over into the region.
If they're not already there.
Yeah, so I don't know.
We got bases all over the place. At least, 900 bases across the globe?
Yeah, and both sides are building up troops there, and each one is blaming the other for escalating tensions. I don't know what's going on, but you can chat with us about it in the meantime at chat.freetalklive.com. That's our official chat server, chat.freetalklive.com.
Now, with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day. But supplies are limited. Purchase nano colloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
$1,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.